主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver a sermon.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续唱歌给谁听
？We continue on the topic. To whom do we sing?
早上我们唱了第六首歌。
This morning we sang the sixth song.
那第六首歌叫做欢迎歌。
It was known as the welcome song.
但是这首歌却变成一首试炼的歌。
And yet this welcome song became the song of test and trial.
如果你的灵程不够高，你的信仰品质不够坚固。
If your spiritual life is not strong enough and your faith is not strong enough,
你没资格来听这首歌。
You are not qualified to listen to that song.
你不够条件听，你听到这你会跌倒的。
Because if you are not ready to hear this and you hear it,
你会生气的。
It will lead you to anger.
怎么会这样呢？
How is that so?
还记得吗？
You remember?
怎么会这样子呢？
Well, how did that happen?
第七首歌。
The seventh song.
叫做黑夜之歌。
Was known as the song of in the dark.
这是专在黑夜半夜夜黑的时候唱的歌。
Song of the night, which was sung in the night.
那么这些歌要唱给谁听呢？
And to whom were this song sung?
为什么在信仰上黑夜是代表什么？
And in our life of faith, what does the night mean?
好，现在我们继续来唱第八首歌。
We continue on the eighth song today.
那第八首歌是一首怎样的歌呢？
What is this eighth song?
这首歌不是每一个人都会唱。
This is not a song that every one of us know how to sing.
就算你想要唱，但是你的条件不够，你还是唱不出来的。
As much as you want to sing, but if you are not ready to sing it, you can't.
到底是什么歌需要这么高水准、高条件来唱呢？
What kind of song would need you to have this prerequisite?
原来这第八首歌是一首信心之歌。
The eighth song is known as a song of faith.
这首歌是要用信心来唱的。
You will need to sing the song with faith.
这首歌不是用嘴巴唱的。
You can't sing this with your lips.
虽然我们有信心。
Although we have faith.
但是如果你的信心不足，信心不够，你虽然会唱，但是你会唱走掉的。
But if your faith is not enough, or if not, is not strong enough, then you will sing out of tune.
我们现在求圣灵帮助我们。
And now we ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们一起来聆听，一起来唱这首信心之歌。
Together we listen and we also sing this song of faith.
这首歌也分为三段来唱。
It can be divided into three parts.
我们先看第一段。
We look at the first part.
请翻开哈巴谷书第三章。
Return the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk, chapter 3.
我们读第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 to verse 2.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
一、三。先知哈巴谷的祷告，调用琉璃歌。耶和华，我听见你的名声，就急怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。这第一节一开始说，这个是先知哈巴谷的祷告。
Verse 1 starts with calling it the prayer of Habakkuk.
但是突然间这里介绍说，这个祷告的内容换作诗歌来呈现。
And verse 2, it suddenly turns this prayer into a song to be presented.
所以读这个哈巴谷的祷告的时候呢，要调用琉璃歌来唱。
And when you read this prayer of Habakkuk, you have to sing it like a song.
是先知的祷告，却成了一首歌来呈现。
It is the prayer of a prophet, it is also presented as a song.
所以这首歌叫做信心之歌。
This is a song of faith.
并且呢，这首歌要特别调用琉璃歌来伴奏的。
It has to be complemented with the with a musical Shigion North.
什么叫做琉璃歌？知道吗
？Why is this Shigion?
就是你唱这首歌的时候，你要用极昂、奔放、热情的那种调子、那种调来唱的。
This is the musical note in which they are tone we sing with.
是很热情的
，with a lot of energy and enthusiasm。
说明这首歌跟唱歌者的心情、唱歌者所遭遇的困境是格格不入的、不协调的。
And in fact, it will actually present a contrast or a contradiction to the tough situation that the singer or the Habakkuk was talking about。
因为当我们进入到第三段，你就知道他们现在的处境是很可怕的。 是进入到神的审判了。
Because if you enter into part three, you will see that the situation that they were in was indeed a very frightening and difficult.
应该是很悲伤、很恐惧、很害怕来唱才对呀。
And they should be singing this song in sorrow, in fear.
怎么会用热情奔放的心情来唱呢
？But why are they singing this with energy and enthusiasm?
原来先知以这首歌来教导我们。
And the prophet wants to teach us.
虽然遭遇到恶劣的痛苦环境。
In spite of this very distressful time,
虽然惹起了神的愤怒跟审判
even if we have already incurred the wrath of God and his punishment,
我们仍然可以凭着信心唱出这种快乐热情的信心之歌
But we still depend on our faith and to be able to sing this joyful song of faith.
这就是这种信心之歌的特点，它特别的见证
That's the specialty of this song and also its testimony.
这就是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
这也就是我们信仰生活里面的见证。
It is also the testimony of our life.
虽然遭受痛苦
，although we are facing suffering，
虽然遭受到神的管教
，we face the chastisement of God。
我们不是死气沉沉哈，不是在那边哈伤心绝望，不是。
We are not all dull and gloomy and full of despair。
我们仍然对着神唱着这么喜乐、奔放、热情的。
We continue to face God with joy, with energy, with fervor, and with enthusiasm.
所以我说，如果你的信心不够，你唱不出来的啦。
And that's why I say, if your faith is not strong enough, you can't sing this song.
你怎么可能在神的愤怒管教中唱出这种喜乐的歌呢？
How can you sing this song of joy and this song of celebration even amid chastisement?
你看，我们有时生病啊，有一些小损失啦、啊，有一些伤、一些痛、小小的痛苦啊，我们就呱呱叫、哀哀叫了，不是吗？
It will just take a little bit of an illness or sickness or a wound on your body, then you will start crying out.
其实整个人好好的，钱也是有的，要去旅行，什么都有的，要办什么都有的。要享受什么都有的。
You are still in good shape. You are still in good health, and you are able to still enjoy parts of life.
可是我们的表现就很凄惨啊，很凄凉啊，很痛苦啊，有没有
？And yet you still show yourself as such a gloomy, dull, and you know full of despair.
所以我说哈，这首诗不是每个人可以唱的啦。
Which is why I said this song cannot be sung by just anyone.
信心，就算你有信心，信心不足，信心只是一点点，也唱了也会走调的啦。
If you have only a little faith, then if you sing this, you will sing out of tune.
好，那这首歌呢？全篇哦，在整篇第三篇里面，只有第二节是向神祈求，
In the whole
向神祷告祈求。
Chapter of this song, only verse two, is the prayer crying out to God.
那其他的全部呢？特别是第二段呢？全部每一节都是向神发出赞美的声音。
But the rest of this chapter of this song is only to express praises to God.
然后尊荣神的权柄、神的权威、神的荣耀。
And giving honor to the power, to the sovereignty of God.
那最后第三段呢，就是唱出个人的信心之歌。
And the last part, the third part, is to sing the personal faith of this prophet.
这里说第一节说这个是哈巴谷的祷告。
And verse 1 tells us this is the prayer of Habakkuk.
但是只有一节，第二节是祷告而已。
And actually, only verse 2 comes across as a prayer.
这个也是他祷告的特点啊。
This is a specialty of his prayer.
虽然只有记在第二节，就记在一节的祷告，但是他在祷告什么，知道吗？
Although this is only one verse that talks about his prayer, what was it about?
他只向神求两件事。
He only prayed for two things.
整篇的祷告只有一节，而且这一节记录了他祷告两件事。
In the whole chapter or the whole passage of his prayer, it only records of this verse as a prayer.
看到吗？第二节。
Verse two.
第一件事。
First matter,
求神在这些年间复兴神的作为。
He is praying to God that to revive the work of God.
这些年间，这个时段是怎样的时间？是怎样的时段呢
？Revive your work in the midst of these years. What are these years like?
这个时间里面，百姓的信仰是怎样的？他们的生活是怎样的呢
？This period of years that they were in, what kind of faith?
原来这些年间，在这个时段当中。就是神百姓信仰堕落的时间，堕落的时段。
He was in the midst of the years where the faith of the people of God was suffering a downfall.
在这段时间里面，几乎神的祝福、神的一切作为全部停顿。
In this midst of the years, and all the work of God seemed to have ceased completely.
所以神啊，求你在这个时段里面复兴你的作为。
Therefore, O Lord, please revive your work in the midst of these years.
信神信到这么软弱，信神信到这么乱七八糟。
You say you believe in God, and yet your life of faith is like that.
嘴巴说来敬拜神，心里却向着偶像。
Your mouth says that you want to worship God, but your heart is towards the idols.
虽然在圣殿念律法，但是时常在生活上不遵守神的律法。
You read the law of God in the church, and yet you do not practice the law in your life.
十条诫命里面每一条都有在犯。
And every commandment of the Ten Commandments, you transgress against.
贪心啦，淫乱啦，拜偶像啦，不孝顺父母啦。
You are sexually immoral, and you do not honor your parents.
这以色列国以色列的信仰当中，这些常天天都在发生。
And all of these transgressions happen every day.
在这个时候还想要复兴神的作为吗？
At this time, you ask God to revive His work.
这个就是先知哈巴谷的祈求的第一件事。
That's the first matter, the first plea of Habakkuk's prayer.
是啊，神啊，我们得罪你了。
Oh Lord, yes, we have transgressed.
在这个时段，我们犯罪了。
In the midst of these years, we have sinned.
在这段时段，我们没办法荣耀你。
In the midst of these years, we didn't glorify you.
在这段时段，你的圣工哈，神的工作几乎都停顿了。
In the midst of these years, your work, the holy work stopped.
但神啊，请你不要这样呀。
But God, please do not be like this.
请你在这段时间，我们软弱的时候，你复兴你的作为，复兴看到你的荣耀，看到你的。你的圣洁吧。
Even in this period of our weakness, please revive your work and your holiness.
先知祷告，求神在我们软弱的时候，在我们得罪神的时候，继续显出神的荣耀、神的作为。
The prophet is praying here to plead with the Lord that God continues to revive His work.
虽然我们已经不配了
，although we are already unworthy.
但神啊，我们必须要这样祷告。
But God, we have to pray this way.
难道神的工作、神的作为，因为我们软弱就不彰显吗
？Shall God's work not be manifested because of our weakness?
难道是因为一些信徒不来参加聚会、不来敬拜？难道神的祝福全部停顿吗
？Shall God cease all blessings just because some members stop coming to church？
难道因为我们软弱就不再传福音吗
？Shall we not preach the gospel just because we are weak？
福音还是要照样传呐、啊。
The gospel work has to continue。
神的工作是不能够停止呀。
The work of God can't stop。
神啊，求你复兴你的作为。
Oh God, please revive your work。
你有没有这种信心
？Do you have this faith？
你有没有这种爱神的这种祷告
？Do you have this kind of prayer that loves God？
你的荣耀还是要继续的。
Oh Lord, your glory has to continue。
这是第一个祷告。
This is the first prayer.
那第二个祈求是什么呢
？What is the second plea in this prayer?
第二个祈求也在第二节哈。
Verse two.
求神啊，你在发怒的时候，求你以怜悯为念呐、啊。以怜悯为怀。
Pleading with God, God, in your wrath, remember mercy.
一定要这样祷告。
Please, you must pray in this way.
如果不这样祷告
，If you don't pray in this way,
没有一个人能在神的发怒当中站立得住。
There's no one who can stand before the wrath of God.
包括我们长老、执事、传道人。
That includes the preachers, elders, and the ministers.
人在发怒的时候，请问你站立得住吗
？In God's wrath, can anyone stand?
我站立得住吗
？Can I stand?
你以为我们真的很圣洁吗
？Do you think we are really holy?
以为我们真的很合乎那个真理的标准、那个要求吗
？Do you think we really meet all criteria of the truth.
离神的圣洁还很远哦。
We are very far away from the holiness of God.
离神的荣耀还是很远哦。
We are still so far away from the truth from the requirement of God.
求神你在发怒的时候，你要怜悯我们啊。
Oh Lord, in your wrath, remember mercy for us.
不然没有一个人能够站立得住的呀。
And otherwise, not one can stand.
包括先知自己也把自己放在里面。
Including the prophet himself.
这就是先知在整篇祷告当中。所求的第二件事。
There's a second plea that Habakkuk had in his prayer.
这样你发现到先知的祷告吗
？Now do you see his prayer?
第一
，Firstly，
先知祷告不是求神，神啊，你不要发怒，不是。
The prophet did not pray for God not to be angry.
他同意神发怒。
He agreed that God should be angry.
而且神也应该发怒。
And God should be angry.
他同意神的审判。
He agreed with the
而且也应该被审判。
The judgment of God because they ought to be.
这是他明白神的旨意。
They ought to be judged.
所以他祷告的时候，不是求神不要发怒，而是求神在发怒的时候给我们怜悯吧。
In his prayer, he didn't pray for God not to be angered, but he asked God to show mercy in his wrath.
因为我们信仰信到这样堕落，信到这么糟糕的地步。
Because our faith and our life has been so messy, although we call ourselves believers.
难道人不能够发脾气吗
？And should God not be angry?
信仰信到整个心里都是钱财，都是偶像。
You call yourself believers and your heart is full of idols and money and also anger. Pride and envy, and shouldn't God be angry with you? Should God only smile at you and praise you?
难道神还说你们很好，你们很爱我，感谢神，你们荣耀我，感谢？难道神要这样讲吗？
Should God keep saying that you love me so much and you praise me, you offer to me?
这个时段，神应该发怒。This
is the time that God should be angry.
所以神发怒的时候，不是求神不要发怒，而是求神在发怒的时候怜悯我们啊。
When God pours His wrath on us, it is not a time that to ask God not to be angry, but to ask God for His mercy.
第二,
Secondly,
他祷告的时候没有叫神不要把刑罚，不要把灾难拿走，不要。
In his prayer, he also asked God not to remove the punishment.
他的意思是神刑罚我们，灾难临到我们是应该的。
The prophet meant that it is right for God to punish us.
但是在神的灾难临到的时候，临到我们的时候，管教临到我们的时候，求神啊。
But when the calamities and disasters of God's punishment come upon us, we ask God for mercy. And that makes a prayer that is in accordance to God's will. That is in accordance to the requirements of the truth.
因为先知在他在祷告中，他尊荣神的公义。
Because in the prophet's prayer, he gives honor to the righteousness, justice, and also power of God. But that's not how we pray today. Even if we sin or we commit mistakes or we do wrong, we still ask God to please have mercy and bless us. And bless us. Don't you have enough blessings? From the day you got baptized until today, do you have not have enough blessings?
我是说现在是得罪神的时候，是神愤怒的时候。
Especially when you have already transgressed against God. This is not the time that you ask God not to be angry. You have to accept God's wrath.
但在接受中，求神怜悯我们，施怜悯我们。But
while accepting, we have to ask God for mercy.
因为我们承受不起。Because
we cannot take it.
神啊，你可以发怒。Oh
Lord, you can be angry.
你也应该发怒。You
should be angry.
但是求你怜悯我们，因为我们承受不起。But
please have mercy on us because we can't take.
鞭打也好。If
you chastise,
不要太重吧。Do
not hit it. Do not hit me too hard.
信不信由你，我是这样祷告的。That's
how I pray, whether you believe or not.
我曾经向主耶稣祷告。I
prayed to God once.
主啊，你还要我怎要仆人怎样来讲道理呢
？Oh Lord, how else do you want me, your servant, to speak?
讲许多传道人在讲道理都是温温和和，都是在赞美，都在称赞，都在鼓励。And
all other speakers or preachers speak very comforting words.
多少年他们讲道都是这样的。For
so many years they speak like.
但信徒有领受吗？信徒有进步、有改、有悔改吗
？But do our believers change or repent?
那一些传道比较严厉的。
When the preacher becomes stern,
要我们悔改，要我们认罪，要我们谦卑的。
The preacher wants us to be humble, to repent of our sins.
那这种道理，听了这么多年，有真正的悔改接受吗？
You have heard this sermon so many years, and you actually accept.
无论是温柔的对你们，还是严厉的讲道理。 都没有改变，都没有让信徒改变，一点改变都没有。
Whether it is words of comfort, of gentle comfort or words of stern rebuke, you don't change.
那我说主耶稣要我们怎样讲道理，要怎么带领教会
？So I pray to Jesus, how should I speak that?
主啊，管教他们吧。
Jesus, you chastise them.
我直接跟你讲，我向主耶稣讲，叫主耶稣管教我们。I
ask Jesus to chastise us.
不是管教你们，管教我们，包括我在内。To
chastise us.
听道理，听好好来。
Not just you, but me included.
管教我们，把我自己算进去。I'm
including myself in that.
但是主耶稣啊，你管教的时候，你打的时候不要太重啊，我们受不起的呀。But
oh Lord, when you beat us up, please do not be too hard.
请你打的时候轻一点啊。Please
be a bit light on us.
但是不管教又不行。But
you can't not chastise.
真正管教也不行。And
if you are so,
真正管教也不行啊，因为我们受不了啊。If
you really chastise us full force, we can't take it.
所以叫神真的难做呀。 不管教又不行，管教又不行，我用别人。That
must be very difficult for God. You can't. God cannot just not chastise, but He cannot chastise you full force.
先知他祷告祈求的时候。 他先存着敬畏神的心，极怕神的心来到神的面前。
In the prayer of the prophet, he first had a very a heart full of God, fear of God.
看第二节
，verse two.
这是他唯一的祷告。第二节是唯一的祷告。
Verse two is his only prayer.
他一开始第一句话说：“耶和华，我听见你的声音，你的名声，我就极怕。”
His first sentence starts with, "I have heard your speech, and I was afraid."
这个就是先知存着敬畏神的心、怕神的心到神的面前祷告。
There's a heart full of fear of God, and as he comes to pray.
啊，我们今天对比我们今天呢
？You compare that to you, to yourself.
我们已经做错了。
We have done it wrong.
而且不断的。得罪神、
啊、we continue to transgress against.
我们也会跪下来祷告的。
We will pray, kneel down.
我们也会求神原谅的。
We will still ask God to forgive.
但是以为我们所做的错，我们的过来惧怕吗？来害怕吗
？Have we actually been feeling afraid of our mistakes and our sin?
没有几个是这样。
And I realize not many of us.
我们是不怕神的。
We are not afraid of God.
真的，我们真的不怕神。
True enough, we are not afraid of God.
其实这是错的。
And actually, we've done it wrong.
我们每个人，包括传道，都要惧怕神的。
Every one of us, including myself, should be fearful.
来到神的面前，就存着敬畏、害怕的心到神的面前。
You come before God's presence, you ought to have a God-fearing heart.
这个害怕不是说你做错事害怕，是觉得神太圣洁、太荣耀了，我真的不配，我不配跪在他的面前。
This kind of fear is not about you doing something bad and something wrong. You are here because God is holy.
我们要跪在神的面前，也带着那种敬畏他的心来祷告、来祈求。
You kneel before God's presence, and you want to have a God-fearing and a reverent heart.
这个就是敬畏神，这个就是尊荣神啊。
That's a God-fearing heart. That's how you honor God with reverence.
你没有看到我们祷告一会哇，这吵死人了，是吧？我有讲错吗？好像很充满这样。
Don't you see some of us pray with very loud tongues and as if you were so filled?
这个就是充满吗
？You call that filled with the Holy Spirit?
这种态度真的有在存着敬畏的心，在好好跟他讲话，好好跟他祷告吗？有吗？这种态度
？This is the kind of attitude that you call as a one with God-fearing heart.
然后我们自以为是说，这个是圣灵充满了、啊，你看圣灵多充满，声音很大声啊。
And you tell yourself,
我的天哪、啊，声音大声叫做圣灵充满、啊。
And you tell yourself that I've been praying so loud, I must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我拿来喊喽，我尽量喊，我就是圣灵充满喽。
So I should be shouting in my prayer.
这都是自我欺骗，都不是。
You are lying to yourself.
我们祷告的态度要悔改一下。
The attitude with which you pray, you have to change.
你看先知怎么祷告。
Let's look at how the prophet prays.
我听见你的声音，你的名，我就害怕。
I have heard your voice and I was afraid.
他是先知呢。
This is a prophet.
是个神所爱的先知。
A prophet loved by God.
是个很忠心的先知。
A very faithful prophet.
但他自己说，神啊，我怕你。
But even he was afraid.
我听到你的声音，我就怕。
I hear your speech, I am afraid.
为什么我们今天末世的信徒、末世的工人不怕死
？But why is it that the workers or the believers of the last days do not fear?
当然呢，我们从小到大听耶稣慈爱的，耶稣是怜悯的，耶稣是，是爱我们的，谁怕我？
And surely,
听了几十年了、啊。
Surely nobody fears the Lord because we hear about God's love and Jesus loving us from young.
甚至偶尔传道讲严厉道理，你们都不接受，是不是
？Even if the sermon was to be a little more,
你们怎么讲这种道理？这种道理我们不喜欢听。
You start to,
这种道理是没有造就的。
You start to criticize the preacher for being stern.
难道每个讲道人都像我这样子吗
？Is every speaker like a preacher?
那也是偶尔一两次。偶尔一次一个传道这样子。
Maybe once in a while you find a
不能，我们不接受。
You find a very hot tempered preacher.
所以我说我们常常就喜欢吃糖果，给你们吃巧克力啊。
And that's why I say you like sweets and candies.
吃太多了。
You are overdosed with it.
原来我们不能够吃饭。
And we turn out we cannot take solid food.
只能够喝奶，好像 baby 应该喝奶。
You only drink milk like babies.
吃糖果吃太多，喝奶喝太多。
You're overdosed with candies and sweets.
我也很生气这些领导人。
I'm also angry with the leaders.
常常把信徒当作是 baby， 是婴孩来带领。
You lead our members like babies.
他们已经信主三十年、四十年了，心里二三十年了。
They have believed in Christ for 30, 40 years and more.
在你的带领下，他们还是 baby 吗
？But under your leadership, they are still babies.
如果信徒三十年了，你在你的带领下还是 baby， 那你要负责任，这个做父母的要负责任。
If your believers are still like babies after 30 or 40 years,
你怎样带领这些信徒呀
？You are responsible.
每天说啊，他们还小啊，他们不能够听不懂听啊，不能接受这种道理啊，他们受不了这种道理。
You keep saying that they can't digest.
那个是刚刚信主的人可以这样讲。
They can't swallow this kind of teaching, and for new believers, you can say that.
原来我们的领导、我们的牧者，都把你们当成是小孩、是婴孩来带领，到现在还是。
But the truth of the matter is our leaders have been treating you like babies for this many decades.
世代看不起你们了。
They look down on you then.
这也不合乎神的旨意。
But this is not in...
神的旨意要把婴孩带领到成长, 从成长要带领成为大人。
This is not aligned with God's will, because God's will is for you to grow from babes to adults.
从大人要带领到成为军兵, 能够出战的, and from, 能够为神打仗的。
From grown-ups, you become the soldiers of Christ.
这个才是真正合乎神旨意的带领呀。
That is what we call being aligned to God's will.
所以希望由大家明白了。
I hope you understand.
不要一直在吃糖果, 吃巧克力, 吃那个牛奶水了。
And not to just let yourself be fed with candies and sweets.
我们要长大。
You have to grow, O Lord.
我们一定会长大。
We will grow.
我们现在不吃奶了。
We will stop drinking milk. We want solid. We want to grow. We want to become soldiers. Have you seen any soldiers drinking milk in the battlefield? But that's what is happening in the true Jesus church. The minister taking our believers out into the spiritual battlefield with hot milk. I'm seeing this and I find it so I'm very anxious about this. And no, nobody sees this as a problem. This is a huge problem. I don't even know how to express this.
哎呀, 信心之歌, 再怎么样困难, 还要有信心就是了。
A song of faith will require us
我们正在唱信心之歌,
to have faith, even though the times are tough.
好, 我们就到刚才1到2节是第一段。
We will look at verse 1 or 2, this is first part.
先知的祷告,
this is the prayer of the prophet.
那进入到第二段,
second part.
第二段是3节到15节,
verse 3 to verse 15.
这一段全部每一句话都在尊荣神的作为, 神的荣耀, 神的权柄。
Every verse here gives honor to God's work and might and also
sovereignty.
I do not have enough time to explain everything.
我们直接跳到第三段。
We jump into verse part 3.
那么第二段自己去看就可以了。
You read part 2 yourself.
那我们就第三段。
We enter part 3.
第三段就是我们今天要分享的我们的题目。 信心之歌.
Part 3 is the main gist that we want to talk about on our topic, the Song of Faith.
好, 我们一起来读,
let's read
16节到19节,
16 to 19.
一起来唱这个信心之歌.
We sing this Song of Faith.
大大声地唱,
sing it aloud.
意思说大大声地读,
means read it aloud.
1, 2, 3.
When
我听见耶和华的声音,
my lips
quivered
at the voice,
嘴唇发颤,
rottenness entered,
骨中朽烂,
and I tremble in myself and rest in the day of trouble. He will come
in. 虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，
the labor of the olive tree, 田地不出粮食，田中绝了羊，城内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐，主耶和华是我的力量。
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。这歌交以灵长，用丝弦的乐器。第三段呢，就是我们看到哈巴谷在唱出一个很伟大的信心之歌。
Part 3 is this great song of faith that Prophet Habakkuk has sung.
我们现在来看他们当时的处境。
We look at the situation back here.
处境是在16节。
The situation is in verse 16.
先知说，一听到神的声音， 他整个人都在发颤，整个人都在恐惧。
He even said that as he heard the voice of God, his body trembled.
你看到吗？ 有四种状况，恐惧的状况。
There are four states of fear here.
第一，
firstly,
身体战惊。
His body trembled.
第二，
Third, second, his lips quivered.
第三,
thirdly,
骨中肉体里面的，在里面的骨也朽烂了。
The rottenness entered his inner bones.
我的天哪， 那第四个，
Third, fourth,
在我所立之处， 就是他的脚， 他脚站立的地方啊， 他的脚也在发抖啊。
And he even trembled in himself where he stood.
为什么 有这四种害怕的状况呢？
Well, that is four states of fear.
因为这时神的声音是 愤怒的声音了。
Because the voice of God at this point is the voice of anger.
我听见神的声音，我就开始怕。
I heard the voice of God, and I was full of fear.
这时候神的声音绝对不是慈爱的声音，不是安慰的声音，绝对不是。
At this point, the voice of God is not one that's loving and kind.
因为如果是安慰的声音，为什么会怕到这样
？If it was loving and kind, how would he be so fearful?
如果是神拯救的声音，为什么会怕到这样
？If it was voice of salvation, how would he be so fearful?
这简直就是神的审判声音来的。
This was the voice of judgment.
你没有听过神愤怒的声音，说你不怕。
Have you heard the wrath of God? You are not fearful then.
所以我很感谢我的神。
I thank my God.
我曾经在侍奉30多年里面被神严厉的责备两次。
In this 20 and 30 years of my ministry, I have been rebuked by God.
我偶尔讲到都会讲到这两点。
Sometimes I mention this in my sermons.
所以你不要以为我，所以我很知道我不是个不是完全的工人。
And very clearly, I know that I'm not a complete or
perfect. 如果我是个很圣洁、完全的工人，就不会被神两次责备这么严重哦。
And also, I'm far from being a holy worker.
我听过神严厉的声音，我自己在怕，一直在发抖。
I heard a stern rebuke of God's voice, and I trembled.
我可以体验圣先知这里所讲的四个害怕的状况，我自己体验到。
I can empathize with what the prophet here says because I experienced it.
真的很恐怖。
It was frightening.
你也不要以为传道犯了什么大罪啊，那神这么生气，不是了。
But please don't assume that as if I have committed.
这个就是我今天一直很难过的事情。
That makes me
我不是犯什么大罪，什么恶事。
Because I did not commit any mortal any bad thing.
神都这么生气。
But God is already angry with me.
他现在一些工人所做的更加的恶。
And yet some workers in the church did even worse things.
神连骂他们都没有，连责备都没有。
But God never even rebuked them.
我只是想要赚一些钱。
I only wanted some money.
我做当传道的，我也想要去做些生意啊，
As a preacher,
投资一些东西啊。
I wanted to invest something.
请问这个很大罪吗
？Is that a huge sin?
你们长子没有做吗？其他的传道没有这样做吗
？Don't other ministers do that?
请问他们有事情吗
？Anything happened to them?
不可以、啊。
But God didn't allow me.
真的很生气啊。
God was angry with me.
很生气的责备我。
And rebuking me for that.
为什么会这样不同的对待
？And why the
我真的这么糟糕吗
？What are different treatments?
有一些在教会里面偷教会的钱。
Some people stole money from the church.
有一些在教会引诱那些姐妹跟他发生关系。
Some people seduced the church sisters.
不是指马来西亚，对不起啊。
Not Malaysia, sorry, not in Malaysia.
我常常讲到你，不要什么都是马来西亚，知道吗
？Don't often think that whatever I say is in Malaysia.
真耶稣教会不只有在马来西亚，知道吗
？We have true Jesus Church across the globe.
真耶稣全世界全球都有呀。
Everywhere on earth.
你以为只有马来西亚有真耶稣教会啊
？Don't think that Malaysia is the only place.
全球的真耶稣教会都是神的教会，都是一家人而已。
All TJCs across the world is our.
有一些的行为很可怕，很过分。
Our household and some people did worse.
呼呼高声啊！选票的时候，许多人选他呀。
Even after all that, they continue to get more popular votes.
这些我看在眼里啊。
I saw that.
我对比自己。
And I compared that to myself.
为什么我这样子
？But why is this happening to me?
难道我的罪更比他们更恶更凶吗
？Is my sin more wicked than theirs?
啊，你们可以看的呀。
You can compare that to me.
如果你们做错什么，你们还不传道乱呢
？If I ever did anything wrong, wouldn't you?
在真耶稣教会，在马来西亚这个小小的地方传道做什么？你们还不传呢、啊？你们替我掩盖啊！我才不信呢。
And I'm sure if I did anything wrong, you would be the first to pass the news.
也不应该替传道掩盖，就要讲出来。
And yes, you shouldn't cover up for me. You should tell.
那就要传道悔改，传道认错。
And you want me to repent?
应该没有吧。
And I think I didn't do anything that bad.
有就是我听到先生说他骂人，他讲到你常常骂人，就是这样的。
The worst comment about me was that I scold people.
我为什么讲到这里
？Why am I talking about this？
因为我被主耶稣责备过。
I was rebuked sternly by God。
所以说，声像打雷的声音很可怕。
The voice of Jesus was like a sound of thunder。
所以体会十六节，我听到主的声音，我就怕。
I empathize with verse 16. I hear God's voice.
我是跟大家分享了。
I fear.
也跟大家来见证。
I just want to testify this to you.
神愤怒的声音真的很可怕。
The voice of God's anger is indeed frightening.
那现在我们听到这个声音是福气啊。
But if you hear the voice of God like that, it is blessing to you.
因为我会赶快悔改，赶快认错。
That will make you immediately repent.
赶快守错，赶快回到正确。
That will make you redirect your way from the wrong.
如果到等那一日，神这样发对我们这样发怒，对你这样发怒的时候
，If you only hear the wrath of God at the day of judgment,
完了。
It's too late.
因为那个时候没时间，来不及悔改，连悔改都没有。
There's no time, no chance for you to repent.
你想要认错，要重新再，根本没有时间给你。
You want to start again? There's no more such chance.
那时的生气、暴怒就是直接审判。
And the wrath of God will lead you to direct judgment.
你是作恶的人，离开我吧。
You wicked doer, you have to leave me.
那就是地狱了。
That's hell.
那今天神暴怒，我们还可以悔改。
Today, if God is angry with you, you repent.
好像传道可以重新回到那个。知足的生活，过传道人的生活。
And I, as a preacher, can continue to return to my contented life.
去赚钱，去投资，我都不敢。
I don't dare to touch anything about money.
可是我看到我的同工，一个月说赚多少，那个月说赚多少，我的心激动，你知道吗
？But when I hear our coworkers,
想要钱啊。
Talking about how much they earn and how
用钱可以买这个，可以买那个，很过瘾的。
How they invested, and I was really moved.
听到他们，哇，又赚多少，那边又赚多少。
They've earned this much, and they have earned that much.
我离开了，我不敢听。
I walked away. I don't want to hear this.
我们也不要去批评人家。
But I'm not criticizing them.
但神就是这样的对待我。
But God is how God expects of me.
这是福气。
But this is my blessing.
因为神给我机会，给我恩典，重新再来。
Because God gives me grace and time for me to.
所以我们今天要重新认识神的愤怒。
And therefore today we have to come to know God's wrath again.
今天所谓的愤怒就是责备啦。管教啦，一些刑罚，最多是这样。
Today we define God's wrath as some kind of chastisement or rebuke from God.
这是神的一般管教，一般的责备。
This is only the general chastisement of God.
但是圣经记录，保罗解释，神还有一种更可怕的愤怒。
But in the records of the Bible, Paul mentioned a more frightening chastisement.
神管教、神刑罚、神鞭打都已经够烈了咯。
The chastisement of God on a general level is already worse.
我刚才见证，我只是被主耶稣这样责备，都已经很够烈了。
It's already hard enough to bear.
我都在那边发抖了。
I was already trembling.
没有力量啊，整个人倒在地上，没有力量爬起来。
I didn't have the energy to even arise.
但保罗说，神还有一个更可怕的愤怒。
But Paul mentioned that's the worst chastisement.
那是完全跟我们的想象完全不一样的。
Which is very different from what we imagine.
神对你很愤怒的时候。
When God is most angry with you.
他是对你多多忍耐，多多宽容你。
He forbears you. He is gracious to you.
有讲保罗有没有讲错
？Did Paul say this wrongly?
还是传道讲错
？Did I say it wrongly?
我再重复。
Let me repeat.
神有一个更可怕的愤怒。
There's a worse kind of wrath of God.
当这更可怕的愤怒对你的时候呢，他不会再骂。
When this worse kind of wrath comes upon you, he does not rebuke.
他也不会再责备你，责备都不会。
He does not even rebuke.
他也不会管教你、鞭打，都不会。
Rebuke you, chastise.
反而对你多多忍耐，多多宽容。
But he becomes more forbearing with you.
这个我们的想象哦，是完全天南地北。
And this is opposite what we imagine.
但保罗说这个是神更可怕的愤怒啊。
And yet Paul called it the worst kind of chastisement.
圣经有这样讲吗
？Did the Bible say this?
保罗有这样讲吗
？Did Paul say that?
好，来看一下神更可怕的愤怒。
Let's look at what is this a more frightening wrath of God.
试试看，还是传道看错了，解释错误了。
Or perhaps I interpreted wrongly.
你帮传道看一看。
You look at this yourself.
罗马书九章。
Romans chapter 9.
看看是不是这样解释啊？
Is this the right way I explain it?
也许我讲看错了。
Maybe I saw it wrongly.
来，罗马书九章。
Romans chapter 9.
我们小心的读二十二节。
We carefully read verse 22.
来，二十二节。
Verse 22.
一二三。倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，注意他怎么做，就多多忍耐，宽容，宽容谁？宽容那可怒、易被遭毁灭的器皿，看到没有
？Do you see this?
我一直认为可能我讲错，我看错吧。
And I always
帮我看一下。
I reckon I saw this wrongly, but you read for me.
超出我们每一个人的想象空间。
This surpassed our imagination.
我们人愤怒的时候就是骂嘛，就是打嘛。
When man is
angry, 甚至有些父母生气到把孩子赶出去嘛，有没有
or you see angry parents will scold and will chase away
有些断绝关系嘛，这很激烈的
chase away their children, some of them even cut ties
不神最愤怒的时候不是这样
but no, this is not what God is most
angry 多多忍耐多多宽容那一个可怒的预备要毁灭的那个人
when God is most angry, God shows his endurance
这里已经讲清楚了是神愤怒的而且是预备要毁灭了的
And this mentioned about these vessels, people who are ready for destruction.
我看到这段圣经的时候，我自己都 吓到了，原来是这样
呀。I saw this verse and I was taken aback.
原来神对我们管教、责备、鞭打，原来是神还爱我们，还不是很生气啊，对我们不是很生气。
That means when God is still angry with us and He rebukes us, chastises us.
对我们很生气、很生气，就是变成这样。
And God is not.
不会讲你，不会骂你，什么都不会。
God is not yet so angry with you, but when God is so too angry with you,
今天的人啊，越来越不怕神。
God will not even care about you.
得罪神了，犯罪了，还很大胆的滥用神的名，在讲台奉主的名讲道理。
And people nowadays do not fear God, and even after they have sinned against God, they will still go
up. 一点怕神都没有的。
Blatantly and speak the word of God without any fear.
我有讲错吗？
Did I say this wrong?
我们所知道的那些连总被除名的传道人。
We have heard about some ministers who have been excommunicated. Do you not know
there's
sexual immorality in the church?
哪教会抢夺教会的财物财产
？Stealing the property of the church.
这些罪不够大吗
？Isn't that a huge sin?
可是他们一样奉主的名讲道理啊。
But they continue to blatantly speak in the name of Jesus.
一样去洗礼啊，去办圣餐啊，没问题。
They conduct baptism and holy communion.
一次又一次的犯奸淫啊，不是一次哦，一次又一次哦。
Once and again, repeatedly.
然后又回来来这里办圣餐哦。
They committed adultery.
你看他们有怕神吗
？Do they fear God?
一点都不怕。
They do not fear God.
你看神有管教他吗
？Did God chastise them?
没有。
No.
神有鞭打他吗
？Did God beat them up?
没有。
No.
而且改选的时候还选他做连总负责人，做总会负责人，做这个做那个，越做越大。
These same workers continue to get promoted to a higher rank.
今天传的是在乱讲道理吗？
在
批评人家吗
？Am I speaking this blindly?
我在解释神什么叫做神最神要毁灭的器皿。
I'm explaining to you one of these vessels of wrath prepared for destruction.
保罗说，那神就多多宽容。
And Paul said, God will be
with you. 继续吧，当你这样做，你就继续做吧。我不会骂你，不会阻止你。
God will endure them with much long suffering, letting them do whatever they want.
那是因为神愤怒到极点了。
That's because God is most angry with them.
重新认识神的愤怒。
Now we come to know God's wrath again.
好，我们进入的，我们来唱信心之歌吧。
Now let's sing this song of faith.
来，十六到十七节到。十七节到十八，十七节吧。
Verse 17.
十七节这里有人生的六种困境。
Here there are six types of distressful times in life.
第一是无花果树不发旺。
First, the fig tree does not grow.
再来是葡萄树不结果。
Secondly, the
葡萄树。
The grape tree, the vine does not bear.
第三是橄榄树也不效力。
Thirdly, the olive tree does not work.
第四，田地不出粮食。
Fourthly, the field does not bear crops.
第五，天空借的粮。
Fifthly,
天中借了羊。
等一下，
哈巴谷书三章。
哈巴谷 chapter three.
那第六，棚内也没有牛。
The flock will be cut off.
你看，每一种都是人生的困境，甚至是走到人生的绝境。
Verse 17 tells us of all kinds of the distressful times of life.
可是有些人虽然遭遇到如此的困境，他仍然不悔改的。
Even though some people come to this despair, they do not repent.
我相信你也听过的。
I know you have heard.
他甚至讲出这种骄傲的话。
And even though they are in despairing times,
我就听过这些信徒这样讲。
They are still arrogant. They say,
没有无花果树，怕什么？我还有葡萄树呀。
I don't have a fig tree here, but I have my vines.
没有葡萄树，葡萄树不结果，我也不怕，因为我还有橄榄树呀。
You say no fruit on my vines, it's okay. I still have my olive trees.
橄榄树不效力，有什么问题呢？我还有田地呀。
My olive fail, it doesn't matter. I have my fields.
田地不出粮，有什么好怕的吗？不用怕的。我还有田内还有羊还有牛啊
！And the fields yield no food. It's okay. I still have my flock.
你有听过信徒讲这些话吗
？Don't you hear our members saying this kind of thing?
难道叫他要来聚会
？The preacher asked them to come to church.
要来得神的祝福了。
To be receive blessings.
为什么要得神的祝
？Why blessings?
我现在没有去教会，你看我的祝福还是很多、
啊。I have so many.
比信徒更多呀。
I have so many blessings, even though I don't go to church.
你没有看到吗？神的祝福，神祝福我。
Look at the blessings of God.
他就跟他开始算，他又什么，他又什么，他又做什么，又赚了多少钱，他跟我算，
starts,
他算给我听了。
He starts counting to me that he has this and he has that.
你看你们的教会那些长廊去教会，请问有这些吗？有这些祝福，有这些财富吗
？And he asked me,
你们的信徒有吗
？Look at your own members. Do they all have this?
我的前台讲你们，难道你不是我们吗
？And he kept saying you. And as if he was
都忘记他是家里面的一份子，他是家里面的，他都忘了，把我们当作是你们、他们。
forgetting that he was.
他不是里面的人了，变成。
He was actually a part of us, and now he doesn't.
这个就是狂傲了，骄傲了，到这种地步。
That is his arrogance.
忘了自己是神家里面的一份子。
He forgot that he was a part of the household.
跟传道讲话是你们，我们，你们，我们。
When he spoke to me, he was just calling us you, you, you.
这里哈巴谷所讲的这六种情形哦，是人生的一无所有。
These six types of situation, what Habakkuk said here refers to the things that people lack.
Habakkuk 说，就算我们的人生，我们的生活到这么凄凉的地步
，Prophet Habakkuk says that even if my life were to come to such lacking,
我还是要因着神来高兴。
I still rejoice in the Lord.
嗯，我不会悲，不会失望，不会灰心失望。
I will not lose heart and will not lose hope.
因为这些事情是短暂的。
Because all of these lackings are temporary.
因为我知道我的神爱我。
Because I know my God loves me.
神如果没有离开我，这些我还是可以重新得到。
As long as God does not depart from me, I will still gain what I need.
有神我什么都有。
With God, I have everything I need.
失去的也会重新再来。
What is lost will be regained.
没有神我什么都没有。
Without God, I will lose everything.
就是有的也会变成一无所有。
Even if I have some things, but I will lose.
因为这些不能够长久呀。
Because all these things never last.
所以第十八节。
Verse 18.
在这些恶劣的处境中，他唱出信心跟喜乐的诗歌来。
In this dire and distressful situation, he sang this song of joy and faith.
如果我们像先知的十七节的处境
，If we were living in the states of life like what prophet
said, 还有喜乐吗
？In 17, will we still have joy?
请问我们还有这种信心吗
？Do we still have faith?
不单只有信心
，Not only to have this faith,
他还表现出五种信心的表现。
He also manifested five types of faith.
看好哦，五种信心的表现。
Five types of manifestation.
来，第一种。
Firstly,
18节
Verse 18.
然而，我要因为神来欢喜。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
这就是他信心的喜乐，也是他信心的源头，喜乐的源头。
That is the joy of his faith, the source of his joy.
这种情形，你为什么还会喜乐
？How can you rejoice in these times?
你的喜乐是从哪里来的
？Where do you find your joy?
我的喜乐是从神来的。
My joy comes from God.
我要因为神来高兴。
I will joy in the God.
我不是因为我有车有房子来高兴。
Not because of my houses or my cars.
我不是因为我赚了很多钱来高兴。
Not because of my money.
没错，那些都会让我们高兴。
And yes, those things make us happy.
但那种高兴一下子就好，不是永远。
But those happiness is just very short-lived.
我们大家都买过车嘛。
We have bought cars before.
好像传道也最近换了车嘛。
I have changed a new car.
高兴我换新车，坐新车，那开上去还有香香的车味呢，新车的味道呢。
I was so thrilled, and I sit in the car and I smell the aroma.
你没有看到有些信徒买了新车，那个 plastic 哦。一年多了还不舍得拆出来的有没有
？You see some of us getting a new car and never tearing away the plastic.
啊，坐上去不好坐，又热热的。新车要保持它新啊。
And you sit on the car, the cushion is still on plastic. It is hot.
买了半年，不到一年了就没有那种兴趣了。
But after not even
用心了。
After a few months, he will lose interest.
买的时候常常天天在洗，但现在都不洗了。
And when he got a car new, he will wash every day.
我的意思
now he doesn't care.
这些都会让我们快乐。
I'm telling you that we will be happy.
赚到钱啊，买屋子啊，买车子，买都会很快乐。
We will earn some money. We buy things. We are happy.
很快，短暂。
But very short-lived.
不是永恒。
It is not eternal.
真正的快乐是因为神。
True joy is because of God.
所以我们失去了这些物质上的东西。
Even if we lose material things.
但是因为我们还有神。
We still have God.
有神的爱。
We have God's love.
有神的救恩。
We have God's salvation.
天国的赏赐。
We have the reward from heaven.
所以我们这个是我们喜乐的源头。
That is the source of our joy.
这是信心第一个表现。
That's the first manifestation of faith.
第二个表现。
Second manifestation.
我要因救我的神喜乐。
I will rejoice because God saved me.
你看到了没有
？Do you see it?
虽然我软弱，我有过错。
Although I have done wrong and in my weakness，
但是我相信我的神是救我，是拯救的神。
But I believe that my God is one who saves。
只要我悔改
，as long as I repent，
只要我认错
，I admit，
只要我愿意到他的面前
，I'm willing to come before him。
他不能见死不救
，He will not see me suffer。
他是拯救的神
，He is God's of salvation。
他不会见死不救的
，He will not see me suffer。
你的神，你的神，我的神，我们的神，看到我们要死了，不救我们了吗
？Should our God see us suffer to death and not save us？
如果我们的神是这样，那他叫做见死不救的神啊！我的天哪
！And if that's the case, He is the God who sees us suffer to die。
你不要弄错了
，and not save。
神不是见死不救的神，神是拯救的神。
Like God is not like that. God is one who saves.
神是见到死一定要救的，救你活过来的。
God will surely save you from death.
特别是救我、救你、救我们。
Save especially you and I.
好，那第三。
Thirdly,
第三个信心的表现。
Third manifestation of faith.
啊，关于神的拯救，我不要再重复
哈。I don't want to repeat.
因为我们在晚上分享诗篇，有讲过神永远的拯救。
Yesterday night,
这段见证。
We have mentioned about the testimony about God's eternal salvation.
你看的都会很感动。
You read it, you see it, you will be touched.
因为神不是救我们一次两次。
Because God does not save once and twice.
他真的是不断的拯救，不断的救我们进入到天国。
God saves us continuously until the very end.
我们的神真的是这样不断的救我们的。
God really saves us like that.
只是怕你自己不拒绝神的拯救。
But our greatest fear is you rejecting it.
不是神不救我们，是我们不要神拯救我们。
It's not that God does not save, it's you rejecting it.
我们不愿意到他的面前。
You are not willing to come before
him. 我们也不认错不悔改。
You don't repent of your sins.
那不是神不救你。
It's not that God does not save.
自己拒绝神的拯救。
You reject God's salvation.
好，那信心的第三个表现。
Third manifestation of faith.
这里说神是我的力量。
Here God is my strength.
十九节。
Verse 19.
真正的力量是从神来的。
True strength comes from God.
世界不能够给我们力量。
The world can't give you strength.
世界所得到的，所给我们的是更加多的虚空，更多的是虚荣，虚空虚荣。
What the world gives you more is vanity and vain glory.
真正多得世界的东西，就让我们的心更加远离神。
The more of the world you get, the further away you drift away from God.
所以这些世界的东西不是我们的力量。
The things of this world cannot give you strength.
它会消耗我们信仰的力量。
It will drain you off of your spiritual strength.
哈巴谷的意思就是拥抱，拥抱。
And God, the name Habakkuk means embrace.
好，哈巴谷在这个困难的时候，在恶劣的环境的时候，他用信心来拥抱他的神。
In this very despairing and distressful time, Habakkuk wants to hug God with his faith.
他在患难痛苦的时候，用信心来拥抱他的神。
In his tribulation, he will hug and embrace God with his faith.
甚至用他的爱，用爱来拥抱他的神。
And with love, he hugs God.
这就是。哈巴谷的意思，拥抱，拥抱谁？ Yes. 拥抱我的神。
The meaning of Habakkuk, to hug God.
因为神是我的力量。
Because God is my strength.
因为神是我的拯救。
Because God is my salvation.
因为神是我的喜乐。
Because God is my joy.
啊，信心的第四个表现是什么呢？
The fourth manifestation of faith.
啊，请注意十九节。
Take note of 19.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He made my feet like the deer's feet.
就是说，在我们的生活层面上。我们行走得很稳，很稳固。
On a practical level, in our daily life, we are able to walk steadily.
母鹿哦，它是非常敏捷，又快又稳，不但只快哦，还要稳哦。
And this female deer, they are very nimble and very fast.
有人是很快啊，但是是不稳的呀。
And some of us can walk very fast.
有些人很稳，走得很慢，很稳，小心走，但是不快的呀，像慢吞吞，像乌龟走路这样呀。
Some walk very steadily, but cannot go fast.
哦。而且神给我们的是又快但是又稳，又稳又快，是这样。
But what God wants to give us in His strength is to make us fast and steady.
快不稳，那不理想。
You are fast but not steady, it is not ideal.
很稳但是不快也不理想。
You are steady but not fast enough, not ideal.
真正的理想是又快又稳。
The most ideal is you are fast and steady.
特别是在末世的信仰。
Especially in our faith in the last days.
是要快又要稳。
We need to be fast and nimble and steady.
因为快来了。
Because Jesus is coming.
我们信仰上哦，不要再慢吞吞了。
Let us not slow down in our faith.
很多信徒当中传道听你讲道理啊，我们要打住十二分精神啊。
So、many believers say that, preacher, if I hear your sermon, I have to be very alert.
因为不认真听，过去了，过去了，听不到了。
If I lose my attention, I will miss a lot.
要快了。
I have to be fast.
而且翻圣经速度也要快了。
I have to be fast with even flipping the Bible.
不再是慢吞吞啊，几多章啊？头先你讲乜鬼啊？
We can't go like which chapter again? Which verse? Oh, verse 1 is it?
在温德莱啊，天都讲好。
When you finish asking, we say amen already.
真的要快。
We have to be very fast.
而且快要稳哦。
We have to be steady as well.
不能够讲快哦，不能够只强调快，要稳。
Not just to stress about being fast.
甚至也不能够常常讲我要稳要稳，那是慢吞吞哦。
You want to be steady, but you cannot be too slow.
传道这样讲是有原因的。
I'm saying this with a reason.
你看启示录的时候
，Look at Revelation.
神给那个教会的信徒，教会是两个大鹰的翅膀，用飞的，那速度是快的，速度是很快的。
The Lord God sent this. The Lord God sent this with wings, and this means very fast.
一接到神的命令，接到神的要求
，and upon receiving the instruction and requirement of God,
接到神叫我们要做什么
，and the instruction to do what,
那速度就是快的。
You have to be very fast.
你一接到命令，要起飞啊！哦，要起飞啊！起飞慢吞吞。
And you want to go to church? Oh, let's slowly go.
哦，要奉献啊！奉献慢吞吞。
Oh, you want to offer? Let's take our sweet time. Wait until I get
我存到钱先。
Enough work, enough money.
等孩子结婚先。
Wait my children for
their. 等你多年哦，你的孩子才 才不到十岁，还要等多少年哦
？Wait for my children to get married. How many years to go?
不能啊，这太慢了。
You are too slow.
这些奉献啊，做圣工啊，机会不用等到孩子大的啦，知道吗
？Your service to God should not have to wait this long.
随时都可以机会，随时都可以奉献，随时都可以做圣工。
You can serve God. You can do your offering anytime.
这个就是速度。
That is speed.
Speed,
速度，
速度。好，那信心的第五个表现。
The fifth manifestation of faith.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他又使我稳行在哪里
？He will make me walk.
啊
？Where?
稳行在高处，很高的地方。
On high hills.
原来这个层面是指灵界层面。
This refers to our spiritual level.
刚才那个使我稳行，好像母鹿啊。那是在生活层面
Just now, feet like the deer's feet, this is in our practical life.
现在在属灵的层面也让我行在高处，属灵层面也非常的稳定。
And here walking on high hills is in the spiritual level, we are steady in our spiritual level.
其实属灵越高，越有更多灵界的体验，有更多灵界的遭遇。
The higher spiritual plane we are, the more spiritual experiences we have.
灵界一般上不是我们可以到的。
And this is not the kind of place we can go.
因为灵界是属于神的。
Spiritual realm belongs to God.
也是属于魔鬼的。
It also belongs to the devil.
也是属于天使。
It also belongs to the angels.
因为那个叫做灵界。
That's a spiritual realm.
他们是灵啊，不是人来的。
They are spirits, not humans.
那我们是人啊。
But we are humans.
可是我们信仰有时会进入到灵界。
But sometimes our faith takes us into the spiritual realm.
这是很信仰很高的地方，很高很深处的地方。
These are very deep and high places in the spiritual plane.
直到神带我们进入到灵界更高处的时候，也是很稳定的。
But even if we have to enter into the spiritual plane, we walk steadily.
无论是在生活层面还是在灵界层面，都很稳。
Be it our practical everyday life and also in the spiritual life, we are steady.
因为神使我稳定。
Because God makes us steady and steadfast.
这就是神的保守，神的坚固。神的爱护
That's the protection and the love and His care for us.
不是每个人都可以进入到灵界里面
Not everyone can enter into the spiritual plane.
因为我们还不够资格，还没有这种条件
Because we are not eligible.
没有条件，一直想要进入灵界，会地死你啊
You are not eligible yet, and you force your way through the spiritual world. You will fall to your death.
保罗就到资格咯
But Paul's ready.
所以神带他到第三层天最高的灵界那边去咯到第三层天高不高啊
？Which is why God lifted him up to the third heavens.
我可以吗？我没有资格呀。
Can you and I go there?
可是一些信徒很喜欢到灵界去啊。
But some believers like to go into the spiritual world.
给我看异象呀。
God, please give me.
我那个看异象，那个为什么我没有得看呢
？Some visions. I want to see.
所以祷告求要看耶稣，要看天使啊。
They pray to ask God to show them.
这个就是他很向往进入灵界里去啊。
They desire to enter the spiritual world.
我们的信徒真的有这样祷告啊
？Some believers pray like that.
结果他真的到灵界里面去。
And lastly, they went into the spiritual.
不是看到主耶稣，也不是看到天使。
But they didn't see Jesus.
进入灵界，看到魔鬼啊，吓死他。
They entered the spiritual realm. They saw the devil.
不敢再祷告，跑掉了，不敢再祷告。
They never dared to pray anymore.
不是说要再进入灵界吗
？You asked for it, didn't you?
你很喜欢进入灵界。
You wanted to go into the spiritual world.
你不配。
You are not eligible.
你不够资格。
You are not qualified.
你没办法用信心来去承受你看到的东西。
You cannot withstand what you see with your faith.
这样明白吗？
You understand?
哦，这些灵界的事不能够强求，不能够应应来的。
You cannot compel your way through the spiritual world.
我们的灵程到什么程度，就做什么人，就到什么地步。
And whatever spirituality you have, you stay there.
无论是在平时的生活，还在灵界的层面。神都让我很安全的、很稳定的走过。
But here it tells us whether it is in our practical life or our spiritual life, God makes us steadfast.
好，最后我们看最后的一句话。
Lastly,
最后一句话是什么
？What's the last phrase?
这歌交与灵长，用丝弦的乐器，有没有
？This song was to the chief musician with stringed instruments.
这个有什么好讲解的呢
？Anything special about this verse?
这个就是我的结论。
This is my conclusion.
也是哈巴谷这首诗歌的结论。
This is also the conclusion of Habakkuk's song.
请问这首信心之歌，在最艰苦的环境中，你唱得出来吗
？In the most despairing time, can you sing this song?
注意哦。到最后，这首信心之歌是要交给灵长来带领我们唱的。
Take note that this song of faith has to be passed to the chief musician to be led and orchestrated.
这歌要交与灵长，就是诗班指挥，是吗
？The chief musician, 啊，对 ，is talking about the like a conductor in a choir.
英文也是是吗？
啊，是。
所以这首歌不是交给顺便一个信徒来带领唱的，不是的。
It is not to be passed down to anyone to sing.
交给我们的领导人来唱的。
But to be passed to the leaders.
嗯，那这些领导人呢？诗班指挥就是领导人。这些人呢是有信心的人。
The chief musicians here refer to the leaders with great faith.
这些人是爱神的人。
With great love for God.
这些人是爱教会、爱真理的人。
With great love for the church and the truth of the
gospel. 是由这些爱神的人、有信心的人来带领我们唱这首歌。
It is with these people who love God and with faith.To lead us to sing.
难道你叫一个不爱神的人 来叫我们唱这首歌吗？
Can you ask anyone without faith, without love for God to sing?
难道你叫一个根本没有信的人来叫我们唱这首信心之歌吗？
Or you ask God, or you ask anyone who does not even believe.
所以既然能够做到教会的领长，就是带领人，
becoming the chief,
教会的指挥，
musician or the leader of the church.
那他们一定要有信心的。
They must possess faith.
他们一定是爱神的。
They must possess love for God.
他们一定是爱教会、爱真理的人。
They must possess love for the church and for the gospel.
如果说传道不一定哦。
And all, you say,
我们的教会领导人不是没有信心的哦。
Not necessary. Sometimes our
leaders don't have. 我们的领导人带领我们的也不是爱神的哟。
Our leaders don't love God.
我的天哪，那他怎么做教会的领导人呢？
Oh dear, how did it end up?
那我们就选错人了。
Means we have elected wrong.
因为这些人是你们选的，不是你们选的吗？
Haven't you voted for it?
每年改选的时候，请问谁投票？不是你吗？不是你们吗？
And every time,
难道是传道吗？
In re-election, you vote.
那你们选的呀？
You voted for them.
哦，今天说传道他不爱神的哦。
Oh preacher, they don't love God.
传道他没有信心的哦。
Oh preacher, they don't have faith.
传道他是不爱真理、不爱道理的哦。
Oh preacher, that he doesn't love the gospel.
搞错哦，你选的哦。
How can it be? Oh dear.
所以今天我们选教会的领导人，你在选什么东西？
Today, what are you electing for?
哦，我看到。不错，我看到背景不错，
I see
我很喜欢他，而且他
，I like his qualification. I like him. I choose him.
你不是选他爱不爱神，有没有信心的吗
？Don't you base your criteria on how much he loves God?
你是看他是不是在公司里面是 CEO 啊，在公司里面是总经理，你是看这些的呀
？But your criteria is what kind of corporate background?
这些人忙到要死，他的心里只有公司，只有公司。
His heart is all full of his corporate business. He's so busy, he doesn't have time for church. You choose him to lead. What is he going to lead? He can't lead. He has no time.
我们今天啊，要这里说这个歌，信心的歌，爱神的歌，交给那些有资格的领导人来带领我们来唱。
The song of faith is passed to the chief musician, those who are qualified as leaders to lead us.
这些人是我一直重复，这些人是有信心的人。
And I repeat, these are the people with faith.
这些人是爱神的人。
These are people who love God.
这些人是爱教会的人。
Who love the church.
这些人是爱真理的人。
Who love the truth of the gospel.
嗯。他听到传道这样的道理，他绝对不会说我很讨厌，我不喜欢，他不会这样。
These are not the people.
他这样讲，他就没有办法，没有资格带领我们。
These are not the people who hear the sermon of the stern sermon and go, I don't like this sermon.
因为他也是一个吃奶奶的人来的。
Because that makes him someone who is still feeding
on milk. 喝奶的，他不喜欢吃饭的。
Still drinking milk, not solid food.
这种人可以带领我们成为军兵吗？
Can babes like this lead us into to be soldiers?He himself is a babe.
所以这个叫做为什么是说这个歌要交给领长？原来这么重要的道理。
This important teaching of passing this song to the chief musician.
带领我们唱出对神的权柄。
Is to lead us to sing with authority.
带领我们唱出神的荣耀。
To express the glory of God.
带领我们唱出神在他的殿中、他的教会中、他的作为。
To express the great works of God in the church, in His temple.
带领我们唱出信心之歌。
To lead us into singing song of faith.
使唱的人信心坚固。
That those who sing will be strengthened.
使听的人信心增长，不断的增长。
Those who hear will continue to grow in their faith.
这首歌一定要交给领长来带领。
This song has to be passed to the chief musician.
这是哈巴谷先知的交代。
That's the instruction of Habakkuk.
唱歌给谁听
？To whom do we sing?